The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Boy, the 6 o'clock hour snuck up on me. I'm sitting there working at the desk doing things, and all of a sudden, I hear the music playing. I go, what is it? Oh, my God, I'm on the air. But that's okay. That's okay. Hey, hey, hey. Little windy last yesterday. Woo, woo, woo. Yes, yes, yes. Little windy. And it rained, but I didn't hear it. And if there were thunderstorms, I didn't hear it. So who knows what's going on in the nature. I'm going to have to stop and ask Tracy Butler downstairs. You know, she's our official weather person here, and she's a great person. Oh, my God. And I'm going to say, was there really thunderstorms? So that was kind of fun. And, you know, just I didn't know what happened. You know, whatever. But we got a lot of stuff to talk about on today's show. But a couple of things I want to talk about is last weekend I was at the Milwaukee Outdoor Show, which is called the Wisconsin Sentinel Journal, that's co-sponsored with USA Today. I think I got it right. It's a long, you know, long title. But nice show, a lot of people. And I really have to say this, and there's not an ego attached to this next statement, but I'm honored and shocked at how many people in the southern half of Wisconsin that listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. So many people came up to me while I was sitting in my booth. Hey, I listened to your show this morning. Oh, where do you live? And there are only a couple that lived in the Illinois area. Everybody else was, you know, Kenosha, Garden Prairie, Brookfield, Milwaukee, Oconomowoc. And I'm like, what? You know, I was really amazed at that. And so it was cool. I mean, I'm honored. So all you Wisconsin listeners up there, thumbs up. And we do run a lot of Wisconsin, you know, interviews with different DNR people. So thank you so much for listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors and making us the most popular outdoor show in the Midwest. It really, really, you know, touched me a lot. And what else is going on? Man, all I can tell you, we're going to get into fishing reports later on, but Lake Michigan is on fire. Fire. Woo, baby. You're still getting perch in boats and on the far south end, but coho are happening up and down the lakefront. Some steelhead were being caught. I've heard Lakers also. Chicago River has activity. Well, the fish today in the Chicago River, they all got their shillelaghs, and they got a four-leaf clover tattooed on the side of their gill plates. I mean, there is just so much going on in downtown Chicago today. So, you know, fish everywhere else except on Balboa Avenue, okay? It's going to be a little bit crazy there. But that's going to be a lot of fun, too. A couple of things. Our good friends at the Fox River Valley Chapter of Muskies, Inc. have their annual banquet today. in Schaumburg Golf Club. So that I wish I could be there, guys. Wish I could be there and have some fun with y'all. And then we have, let's see, what was it? The Ultimate Sports Show. My grandson Aiden is going to it in Grand Rapids at the DeVos place. And so I'm sure I'll hear about it. He'll tell me all the neat things he saw and did. And we've got his report coming up later in the show, too. We got that. And, you know, I'm just covering all the different things we have here to go through today's show. Today is LaSalle Lake opening. In the final segment of the program, I really would like to know if somebody's sitting in their car at LaSalle Lake and give us a call at 1-312-332-3776. That's still our number, isn't it? Okay. I got the thumbs up. I just thought, did I say it right? But if somebody's out of LaSalle Lake, I just want to hear how many cars are out there, if you're excited or whatever. But that we're going to do that in the last segment, try to get somebody on here to talk about that. So really, LaSalle Lake is opening today. Be careful, because if it's windy, they'll close it for boats. Okay, yeah, that's what happens. That's definitely what happens. Okay, remember to tell all your friends to tune in and listen to Chauncey on ESPN Chicago, or you can go to our website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, click on the word podcast, and you can hear today's show, and you can listen to the podcast of other shows, or subscribe for free and have a good time. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. And remember to, you know, like us at Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors. That's very important because we have a lot of information there. So, you know, just kick back, enjoy it. But on today's program, we've got Jason Bregeman from the Fisheries Biologist from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. He's going to be talking about a tagged walleye program up in the Green Bay area where you could catch a fish worth $100. Woo-woo, I'm there. And also one of the latest inductees into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame that I was at on Thursday evening, Matt Milady, a fishing guide, educator, protector of the Kankakee River. We'll talk about what it means to him to be brought into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame. I'm a member also, and I'm still, there's other people to me that should be there before I ever should have been. But last but not least, the Aiden Fisherman Report and more. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps. Full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong. It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low Boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with 5 fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hey, Smitty, let's fish it.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, guys, stop. Grab your bait and listen. Ice is on the lake, so we're going fishing. With me is my best friend, Mike. We're hitting Lake Boygan for the trophy fight. Will I catch a perch? Hey, I guess so. I got some new jigs and a brand new Zebco. I loaded up the truck with all my new gear.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And we are up a little bit north. Actually, we're a little bit more than north. We're a little way north up in the Green Bay area right now. But we're with Jason Brigham. And Jason is the, what is your complete title, Jason?
I am a fisheries biologist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
And the reason I have him on the phone today, everyone, is because they are doing something really kind of cool up in the Green Bay area where they're tagging walleye to do a study. Is that right?
That's correct. This will be the second year. The 2025 fishing season will be the second year that we're doing our large walleye reward tag study out on the Green Bay system.
Okay. Now, when you say reward, what does that mean?
So each spring, starting in 2024, and we'll be tagging again in 2025 as well as at least through the spring of 2026, we're going to be tagging up to 5,000 walleyes in various areas around the Green Bay system, the five largest known spawning areas, and up to 400 of those tags, we're actually increasing the number of reward tags that we're putting out this coming spring. We only put out 200 last spring, but we're going to be putting out 400 this spring. We'll have a $100 reward associated with them. They're red tags, they're red ploy tags. We put them right next to the dorsal fin of the walleye. And if an angler catches a walleye with one of the red ploy tags next to the dorsal fin, and they report that to the DNR, they don't have to harvest it. They just have to report that they caught it. As long as it's a valid reward tag and they have proper proof, they'll get a $100 reward from Walleyes for Tomorrow for reporting catching that walleye. So we really want to thank Walleyes for Tomorrow for partnering with us on this effort. So the rest of the walleyes will have yellow yellow tags. They aren't reward tags, the yellow tags. They don't get a reward for reporting catching or harvesting a fish with a reward tag, but we will give them the history, the tagging history of that fish, where it was tagged, how big it was when it was tagged, things like that. So
that's, first of all, that's kind of a interesting way. So I would think that these red tags have a number on them and stuff, right?
Yep, every single one of the tags, whether they're yellow or red, all have a unique number on them. The reward tags have a three-digit number. The non-reward tags all have a five-digit number. So each fish has its own unique number associated with it that they can, or so that we can track, you know, the capture history, when anglers catch those fish, when the DNR catches those fish in our surveys, et cetera. So.
Okay, and this is really cool. So, you know, you record that tag and stuff. Take a picture of it, too, just because everybody's got, you got your cell phone on you, everyone. So take a picture of the tag, too, just because that's a cool thing. And, you know, you might win a $100 certificate, gift certificate from the what was the name of the Walleye Group again?
Walleye's for Tomorrow.
Walleye's for Tomorrow.
Yep. But $100 cash payment from them. So,
but that's the fun part of, okay, I'm going to catch a in the Green Bay area. I'm going to catch a fish with this tag on it. But the what I think is the science part of this thing is you want to learn what from all of these tagging fish, right?
Yep. So the primary goal of our big reward tagging project is to get an estimate of the angler exploitation rate for adult walleyes in the Green Bay system. And that's essentially the percentage of adult walleyes that anglers are harvesting each year. And the reason we started this big tagging study is over the last 20 or so years, we've seen a pretty steady increase in the amount of effort that anglers are spending targeting walleyes on the Green Bay system, as well as the number of walleyes that are being caught and harvested. And over the last couple of years, based on estimates from our creel surveys, that's where we hire staff to go around to various public locations around the Bay of Green Bay at parks, boat landings, and things, and interview anglers about what they were fishing for, what they caught, what they harvested. And that's how we get estimates of the total number of walleyes caught and harvested and how much time was spent fishing, et cetera. And based on those surveys over the last couple of years, it's estimated that anglers are spending between 700,000 and 800,000 hours a year fishing for walleyes on the Green Bay system, and they've been catching about 300,000 walleyes a year and harvesting about 130,000 walleyes every year. So this is really interesting information, but the one problem or the one objective of this walleye reward tag study is to kind of put that in a population level perspective. So when I get information that from our creel surveys that show that walleyes or that anglers are harvesting 130,000 walleyes, is that 10% of the adult population or is that 30% of the adult population? And so this tagging study really helps us understand what impacts anglers are having on the adult population from a harvest standpoint based on the percentage of tag returns that we get and how many of those fish are harvested versus released, et cetera. So,
Jason, I'm sitting with my mouth open because when you rattled off those numbers, how many hours of fishing you said, that was an astronomical number.
It's estimated that anglers spend between 700,000 and 800,000 hours just fishing for walleyes on the Green Bay system every year.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's a pretty incredible fishery.
I don't think there's a fisherman out there who ever thought of it to that level.
No, it's, I mean, you can see it. There's, in the springtime, now that the walleye runs are starting to show up, I mean, it's a difficult time some days to find a parking lot and all the boat launches because it's that popular. So.
Yeah. Now, if they catch one of the yellow tag fish, what do you want them to do with that information? What information are you collecting from that? Because if they catch it and release it, you want to know about it, right?
Correct. Any tag returns that we get, whether an angler harvests it or releases it, is valuable information for us. So there's three ways that anglers can report tags, either the non-reward tags or the reward tags.
Mm-hmm.
There's an email on the tag itself, and that's the easiest way to report it. Just look at the email address that's on the tag and send an email, you know, with the size, the date, the location, the tag number, the tag color, and some other or any other information that you're willing to share with that fish, especially if you harvested it or released it. Otherwise, they can call our Green Bay tag line, and that number is area code 920-662-5411, or they can mail the tag directly to myself, and the address is the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Attention Jason Bregeman. So it gets to me, and it's 2984 Shawano Avenue. That's S-H-A-W-A-N-O Avenue, Green Bay, Wisconsin, 54313.
Okay, and if you didn't write it down, everybody, you could just go on to either Chauncey'sGreatOutdoors.com or go to the ESPN Chicago app that you can download for free and click on my show, and you'll be able to hear this the program on our all the podcasts that we have on there. Now, when you these walleyes that are caught, registered, is there what information? I mean, you're looking for size or anything, or what do you look for?
Yep. So we're interested in the tag color, for one. When they catch tag, they catch a walleye with a tag in it, the tag number, the size, whether or not that fish was harvested or released. We also ask if they released the fish, if they left the tag in it or removed it, and if it was caught on a guided trip or not, and then also some contact information so that we can mail them a certificate. In our certificates, we provide the history of that fish, where it was tagged, how big it was tagged. Since we're tagging all of our fish in the spring, we also know if it was a male and a female, and we give them the estimated age of that fish based on the size and the growth rates from the Green Bay system, as well as a map that shows where that fish was tagged and where it was reported as being caught. And we also ask the anglers to give just a general location, if it was caught in one of the major rivers, if it was caught in Green Bay proper, if it was in Green Bay, if there's any landmarks, a specific reef or a shoreline or near which boat launch, just to give us a general idea of where it was caught.
And this is going to help you in the future, just trying to establish what that population is doing in Green Bay,
correct,
right?
Yep. It's really going to help us determine if we need to alter our regulations in any way. Right now, there are some anglers that are concerned that as the popularity of the fishery is increased, and there's more anglers out there harvesting fish, catching fish, etc., if we need to put on some more restrictive regulations to preserve the quality of that fishery as well as the long-term sustainability. So it's really understanding the impacts of harvest and whether or not we should change our regulations to kind of curb some of that harvest in the future.
Yeah. And if, Green Bay is also very, very, very well known for its smallmouth fishery. If you're smallmouth fishing, a walleye's not going to say, oh, that's a smallmouth bait, I don't want it. They're going to eat anything they can. If you catch a walleye, you need to know this, so, get that information to the DNR, because, they don't have a gazillion people doing this, and they're all over the place trying to pull this together. So the more we help you with information, the better decisions that can be made is how I look at it.
That's exactly right. It's a partnership where the anglers get to help us manage the fishery and get a better understanding what's going on, so everybody can benefit.
Cool. Now, this is just for the tagged fish that you catch in the Green Bay area, any of the tributaries or what?
So we tag walleyes throughout Wisconsin waters of the Green Bay system. So most of our tagging is done on the four major river system, which is the Fox River it runs through Green Bay, the town of Green Bay. And then we also tag walleyes on the Oconto, Peshtigo, and Menominee Rivers, which are tributaries to the west shore, the west side of Green Bay. And then we tag walleyes up in the Sturgeon Bay area as well. Sturgeon Bay, which is, it connects Green Bay with Lake Michigan through a canal. There is a spawning population of walleyes up in that area as well. So we tag walleyes in all of those locations, and anglers catch tagged walleyes in those locations as well as in the bay itself once those walleyes move back into the bay and start moving about the bay after spawning is over in the spring.
Cool. That's cool. So everybody, this is how you can help Jason and everybody else in the fisheries department of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources with this walleye tagging program. You know, take a phone, take a picture to take a picture of the fish, write down all the information you can if you're going to release it. And you just said something earlier that, okay, let's say I catch a red tag fish.
Yep.
And if I want to turn that red tag in for the $100 certificate, does it hurt the fish any if I pull that tag out?
No, typically not. If you just quickly pull it out, they're called Floy tags. Mm-hmm. They're like T-bar tags that you attach tags through the clothing of, a shirt or something like that. So they've got a little T-bar on the end that helps hold that tag in place inside of the fish. But just pulling it out real quickly shouldn't hurt the fish in any way.
Mm. And when it doesn't hurt the fish, trust me, because I recently, last fall, did a walleye thing, and not a walleye, a muskie roundup, and there we found a muskie that I tagged 12 years ago. And I was amazed. I was like, you were a little guy when I touched you last.
Yep. Yeah, we do encourage anglers, if they are going to release the fish, to leave the tag in place if they're willing to.
Okay.
Just so that tag is back in the system if another angler catches it. But if they do want to keep the tag, they can pull it out. So, and another thing to note with the reward tags that I didn't mention earlier,
mm-hmm.
The reward tags are valid for approximately 1 year from when we tag the fish. So the fish that we tagged in the spring of 2024, those reward tags are valid until March 31st of 2025. And the tags that we're going to start putting out tomorrow are valid until March 31st of 2026. There's a valid until date right on the tag as well.
Mm.
So you'll be able to look at the tag to see if, that tag is still valid. We do only pay out the reward for tags that are still valid because we're trying to get exploitation for 1 year. So the annual exploitation rate. So that's why they're valid for about a year. And anglers do need proof that they caught one of the reward tag fish, which can be mailing the actual tag into myself or picture proof. They can submit pictures of the tag, including the 3-digit tag number, so we know exactly which reward tag that was on, and we like a picture of the angler holding the fish as well.
Oh, yeah, you have to have that. We need bragging rights, you know? I need bragging rights on that.
Yep.
Well, Jason, literally, you answered every question I wanted to ask without me asking, I only asked a couple of questions because you did such a great job. And once again, this is the way for whether you're an angler from Wisconsin or if you're from Illinois or Upper Peninsula, Michigan or Minnesota that shot over there, whatever. If you want to help the Wisconsin DNR with information and all of that stuff to make it better for ourselves and our children's children to have a great walleye fishery right in their own backyard, right?
Perfect.
Cool. Well, Jason, thanks so much for coming on the program today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills is doing it again. Waterworks and Mercury are offering up to a 7-year extended warranty coverage depending on the motor you want on a new boat or repower that boat full of family memories for the next generation with a new Mercury motor. On top of that, Lund is also offering up to $7,500 in savings on select models. And Lowe is offering up to $5,000 in savings on select models. Now is the perfect time to take advantage of the high-value offer only at Waterworks Marine. Call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
I fish. I also clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I help build public boat ramps for easy access to the water. I provide fishing and water safety education for kids. I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. I prevent unwanted species from spreading into waters where they don't belong. I restore the condition of rivers to help fish and wildlife thrive. I fund long-term plans to protect our lakes and streams. I do all of these things and more, all because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchased protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. To learn more about how you can get your fishing license, go to takemefishing.org. That's takemefishing.org.
Hey everyone, Chauncey here. Get ready for Constellation Fishing for a Cure Tournament at Braidwood Lake on April 12th. This is a big one. We are so close to raising $1 million in total donations over 24 years of having the tournament that local charities have received, and you can help make it possible by signing up and being part of the tournament to reach the $1 million goal. Constellation, the clean energy company, picks up all the expenses and believes in helping the community and the employees and their families. So every dollar raised in the tournament goes to the charities. We know fishermen have big hearts, and you will come out and help us reach that $1 million goal. This is the biggest charity event in the Midwest, and Constellation, the clean energy company, also guarantees $10,000 in prize money, with the winner getting $4,000, second place $2,500, third place $1,000, and they pay out the top 10 places. For more information, go to my Facebook page, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, for rules and application forms, or send me a note to ChaunceyN@AOL.com, and I'll send all the forms out to you. From my heart to yours, thank you, and I'll see you there. On March 29th, come to Waterworks Marine Open House at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. This is a day of fun for you, your friends, and family. We kick off at 6 a.m. with the broadcast of my program, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, live at Waterworks. You can hear seminars on hummingbird and Minn Kota products, boating safety from the Coast Guard, fishing guides from Lake Michigan, and your kids will even learn about high school fishing programs. Talk to factory reps from Lowe, Lund, Mercury, and more. Bring your boat in for a free vessel safety check. And Waterworks Marine, they will also be donating a portion of all sales at the open house to Chicago Adaptive Sports No Limits Fishing. And they will demonstrate how they make fishing Lake Michigan accessible to everyone. So mark your day March 29th and come to Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 for more info. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie.
Some call it a water.
Hi there, this is Chelsea Cardin, and I'm from Ghost River Lodges, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them, they're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And the body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over.
Like your snake down a log.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I have somebody on the phone with me. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, I have someone that I really, 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 one more time, really, need to stay in closer contact with, because in one way or another, we kind of grew up together, just far apart. That's all I can say. I have Matt Milady on the phone with me. And Matt is one of the people who this past Thursday at the Illinois Conservation Foundation has now been inducted into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame. Let's get a round of applause for Matt. Yay! Hi, Matt.
Thanks, Chauncey. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine, my friend. Well-deserved honor going to you and especially your family. Really, it's not just to you, it's to your family that this award should be noted to, because, you know, they've put up with you for all these years of doing what you do in the outdoors.
That's right.
And for, you know, 1,000 years before that, your dad, Ed Milady, who's one of the early class Hall of Fame people, was inducted in 2011. And so now you're standing with Dad.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is. I mean, I was so overwhelmed. I didn't realize that my daughter Carly had gone out and got support letters. And then when I read the support letters, it's like, you know, you just don't envision how people look at you. And
no.
And I told her, I said, you know, I forget about half of the things that I've done to get kids involved in the outdoors, and ran a youth hunt for 10 years for archery for white-tailed deer. And that was 10 years of, you know, I can't even put it like I gave up 10 years of my deer hunting, because I gave up nothing.
No.
I gave up absolutely nothing. It was the most rewarding experience that you could ever, you know, encounter. And, you know, it was a special thing. And when you see a 13-year-old get his first white-tailed deer with a compound bow, and he's with his dad, and, you know, and they're high-fiving, and you teach him how to track, and you teach him all the do's and don'ts, and Those kids, I mean, hey, they still have a bow in their hand, and that's where the mission is accomplished.
Yeah, and you just said it. I don't need, I mean, I don't want to, Lord, don't listen to me on this one. I don't need to catch another fish if I'm taking a kid out, or a guy or a woman who's never gone fishing, and they start catching their first and second and third fish, because I caught the fish with them. So what's the difference?
That's right.
You know,
that's
what?
Exactly right. That is so gratifying. And you know, and again, too, the you know, going fishing is there's a lot more to it than just catching fish. I mean, I'm looking for the bald eagles and the ospreys and the kingfishers and all the bird life and the wildlife that lives along those waterways, which to me is the most special thing that it seems to be sometimes getting overlooked.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, you know, like I said, you did it because you enjoyed doing it. You never thought that you're checking off on a sheet of paper things to get you accolades down the road. You did it because you enjoy the outdoors. You wanted to see a little girl get a smile on her face. You want to see a boy with a big grin and jumping up and down catching his first fish. You want to see a kid sliding down the embankment and getting wet. You want to see that first, you want a kid's face when a turkey gobbles or a deer snorts near the blind, you know, and the kid goes, oh my God. You know, ooh.
I know. Yes. We were going ice fishing out at Mazonia just not even 20 days ago. And we get out of our vehicles to get on the ice, and I hear about 5 deer back in the pampas grass, and they're crashing through it to get away from us. And I told my buddy, I said, hey, we just jumped a bunch of deer. He goes, is that what that is? I said, oh, yeah, that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, well, what a way to start your day, you know? It's like,
exactly.
It's already been an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm a member of the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame, and I'm very honored by it. I still don't believe I deserve it, because that's just how I am. But, you know, for you, when you got that, your daughter told you, who told you that you were getting it, by the way?
Well, that's funny. I went fly fishing in the Kankakee River State Park, and I'm on my way home, and this was 2 months before I got the notice about the induction. And I'm driving down the road, and I thought, well, I wonder if by the time I'm 70, if I might have a chance of joining my father in the Outdoor Hall of Fame. And I'm thinking, probably not. And so 2 months later, I come home, and my wife, Terry, says, Carly tried to call you. You need to call Carly, my daughter. And so everybody's sitting in the living room, and they have that funny look on their face. It's like, well, like I told you before, nobody died, so what are these guys up to?
Mm-hmm.
And so And so they had that grin, and it's like, I know they're up to something, but I don't have a clue. So I call Carly. She says, "Yeah, Dad, I just wanted to let you know you're being inducted into the Outdoor Hall of Fame." I said, "What?" And I was just floored. And so, you know, you look back and you think, well, you know, you hear the story about, you know, like with my father, Ed, and, you know, you hear the old saying that, well, he's not half the man that his dad was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I leave this world being half the man that my dad was and protecting and being an advocate for the Kankakee River Valley, I'm going to rest in peace.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you just said it. Your father always treated me with the highest respect and kindness and love. And, you know, we could sit and talk for hours about everything and anything. And every so often when I run across one of those old newsletters that he used to put together that, you know, you have no idea where they pop up in different shops and, you know, things. And I'll pick it up and buy it for, you know, 25 cents or 50 cents, whatever they're selling it for, just, you know, because it's an antique to me, but it's, I sit there and I read it. And the funny thing is I hear his voice when I read it.
Yes.
I hear his voice. And you can't say that a lot about a lot of people who write stuff. Hear their voice, you know. But you have been, you know, God, I mean, like I said, but you've been a guide. Heck, you took John Hooser and I out, I think. Oh, my God.
Oh, absolutely.
I think I just really aged both of us right here. But we were only 12, right?
Right.
You know, we were only 12.
John was a pleasant man to fish with. I always look forward to it. And a lot of the outdoors writers from back in the day. I mean, I go way back with John Spain from the Sun-Times and you know, Jack Ayersman from Peoria.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you start looking back, it's like, boy, I've been with a lot of folks here, you know, and we always had fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about. And, you know, they were very appreciative of my time. And you know, they normally got a real nice story. But on that note, I'd like to also say that I texted one of our local outdoors writers just shortly after he found out about this induction, and he said, and I texted him, and I said, after reading the article that he put in, which I was just overwhelmed by, I told him, I said, Dale Bowman, you must be the envy of every outdoors writer in the Midwest, because he does a great job, and he's one of those guys. He does remind me of John Spain a lot, because. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't talk the talk. He walks the walk. He gets out there. He gets out there. When I call him and he says, "Matt, I couldn't answer the phone. I'm over here in Indiana, and the sandhill cranes are so loud that I wouldn't be able to hear you on the phone." Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of guy.
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly. Special. Well, and, you know, but you're one of the things, like, he's not just – wasn't honored Thursday night, everybody, you know, into the thing because his dad was in. It's everything, you know, Matt has done. From seminars to, as you heard him talk about, teaching kids with archery, you know, deer hunting and pheasant hunting and fly fishing. But the thing about Matt is – and this is where I said I think we're just brothers from different mothers. I don't go in the outdoors, and you don't go in the outdoors without looking at everything around you. You notice the eagle, the osprey, the beaver, the muskrat, the snake, the little finches walking around on a tree, bouncing on a tree. You see something floating by in the water. I mean, you're observant to the point where because you know everything in the outdoors is connected to each other. And you see that. And you try to instill that in kids and adults when they're with you.
Well, I was fortunate enough, Chauncey, that my father instilled that into myself and my brothers, and that's been handed down to my children, you know, Rex and Carly and Zach and Mick, and now I've got grandchildren that have already had a fishing rod in their hand, and they're 2.5 years old.
Hot damn.
That's where it's all at.
Hot damn. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, that's good stuff, isn't it?
Oh, that's great stuff. That's great stuff, you know. And, you know, like I said, you are so well-deserving of this. You are really, really well-deserving. And like I said, it's not just, you know, yes, you, but it's, you know, it's a family award to the Miladies in my heart. That's how I look at it. This is a family award because
That's right.
It takes a whole lot to make it let you do what you do
And it's your family that has allowed you and made part of you and been with you through a lot of it. Because, you know, you're going to drag your kids out the door. They may not have wanted to go on that day, but you still took them. That's okay. And then they had fun.
Well, hey, I always said when your kids get in trouble, you don't have to smack them. You just don't take them fishing. Don't straighten up in a hurry.
My mother ever did that to me when I was a little kid, I would have cried for 3 days, you know?
That's a lot worse than a smack on the butt.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
But I tell you, Chauncey, I think one of the most important people, well, the most important person in my life besides my father, mm-hmm. You know, my wife, Terry, is the rock and the glue of this family. And, mm-hmm. You know, she stuck with me when she was a fishing widow for all those years, mm-hmm. You know? And there's a lot to be said for that. I'm not so certain a lot of gals would have tolerated that.
No,
the
no.
guy that goes fishing three times in the same day.
Yeah. No, it takes a special family to be with, you know, someone. And like I said, it's, you know, this is as, yes, you're being honored and you well deserve the honor. But, you know, behind the scenes, it takes them to do so much to allow you to do what you have done for just a few years. Okay, let's not talk how many. But just a few years.
Nobody needs to know that.
No one's ever going to know that from me. Oh, my God. Well, you know, my friend, it was so nice seeing you on Thursday night, and it is so good to hear your voice. And I promise I'm going to come down and see you, and we're going to sit and laugh, and we'll wet a line. We may not wet a line, but we will laugh and enjoy our time together and talk about the people who, like your dad, John Husar, and many others, who influenced us, and I hope we're influencing someone else down the road.
But it was, into that, Chauncey.
That was pretty heavy. It's scary. Well, Matt Milady, congratulations on being in the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame. Welcome to the family, and we will definitely see you down the road. Okay, my friend?
Thank you, Chauncey. Take care.
You're listening to Chauncey. I'm Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills is doing it again. Waterworks and Mercury are offering up to a 7-year extended warranty coverage depending on the motor you want on a new boat, or repower that boat full of family memories for the next generation with a new Mercury motor. On top of that, Lund is also offering up to $7,500 in savings on select models. And Lowe is offering up to $5,000 in savings on select models. Now is the perfect time to take advantage of the high-value offer only at Waterworks Marine. Call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Hey everyone, Chauncey here. Get ready for Constellation Fishing for a Cure tournament at Braidwood Lake on April 12th. This is a big one. We are so close to raising $1 million in total donations over 24 years of having the tournament that local charities have received, and you can help make it possible by signing up and being part of the tournament to reach the $1 million goal. Constellation, the clean energy company, picks up all the expenses and believes in helping the community and the employees and their families. So every dollar raised in the tournament goes to the charities. We know fishermen have big hearts, and you will come out and help us reach that $1 million goal. This is the biggest charity event in the Midwest, and Constellation, the clean energy company, also guarantees $10,000 in prize money, with the winner getting $4,000, second place $2,500, third place $1,000, and they pay out the top 10 places. For more information, go to my Facebook page, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, for rules and application forms, or send me a note to ChaunceyN@AOL.com, and I'll send all the forms out to you. From my heart to yours, thank you, and I'll see you there. On March 29th, come to Waterworks Marine Open House at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. This is a day of fun for you, your friends, and family. We kick off at 6 a.m. with the broadcast of my program, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, live at Waterworks. You can hear seminars on hummingbird and Minn Kota products, boating safety from the Coast Guard,
fishing guides from Lake Michigan, and your kids will even learn about high school fishing programs. Talk to factory reps from Lowe, Lund, Mercury, and more. Bring your boat in for a free vessel safety check. And Waterworks Marine, they will also be donating a portion of all sales at the open house to Chicago Adaptive Sports No Limits Fishing. And they will demonstrate how they make fishing Lake Michigan accessible to everyone. So mark your day March 29th and come to Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 for more info.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door. Gone fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, you left a row half done. You claim hoeing ain't no fun.
I can prove it, though.
Oh, I can prove it, too. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And first of all, I don't know. It's going to be tight if somebody wants to call in at 1-312-332-3776. Who's sitting out at LaSalle Lake today? Okay. The Blues are biting. The Cats, I mean, it's, you guys are going to have a great day if the wind is not blowing at Mach 9. Also, I want to thank Charlie for being here this morning and doing the show and making me sound great. And please, you know, we're trying to raise $100,000 for this tournament this year at Braidwood Lake. If we do that, it's actually a little less than $100,000. If we raise that money for the tournament, that means entry fees, all the side raffles and everything else that we do over through the year, we will have raised $1 million that goes to charities. Constellation is so good to this event because they pick up all the expenses, so every penny that comes in goes to a charity. Can't go wrong with that any day at all. Okay, here we got that done. I want to make sure I got mentioned that. Hey, the 29th, we're going to be over at Waterworks for our live remote. And bring your boat in, get it inspected by the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It's not an inspection. It's just another set of eyes saying, hey, you know, your flares are a little bit out of date. You know, I mean, it's so nice and simple, and you can have a lot of fun with us. We're going to have a good time. The Fishing Advisory Committee, I was talking to Stacy Green, and she said that they're going to have their meeting at night this on the March 20th at the Carithian Yacht Club in Montrose Harbor. Just, you know, take a ride over there, and at 6:30 you can hear the, it's called the Chicago Fishing Committee.
for the city of Chicago. So, you know, definitely check that out. You know, you're seeing a lot of activity, fishing going on in the forest preserves. Oh, my goodness gracious. Maple, Bussy, below the main dam at Bussy. I'm getting reports from every place. Chain of Lakes, Army Corps of Engineers, if you're listening to me, close the bucket, close the locks, because we need to get water levels up again. I know we got some rain yesterday. Hopefully it came up a little bit, but it's been a little bit on the low side. But bluegill are doing really well up there. Crappies are doing very well. I'm excited about that. And those big white pelicans are up there eating all of our fish. Hey, you know, they paid they got a fishing license. It's okay. Downtown Chicago, I know we're seeing some crappies, and we're even seeing some largemouth bass being taken from the Chicago River in downtown Chicago. And that green that's being dumped into the river, it's not really green. It's actually an orange that they mix with water, and it turns it green. It's kind of an amazing little thing. Fox River, yeah, it's here, baby. Oh, definitely. McHenry Dam, walleye, jig and minnow, that's all you need. Don't get goofy. And the rest of the river, you can be catching some smallies. You can be catching some other cool stuff. That's always a good sign. The other thing I want to mention to people is we've got the Lake Michigan. While the perch are still far south and out on Lake Michigan in boats, that's where they're getting them. You're getting it from shore coho. You're getting steelhead. You're getting lake trout. You're getting a wide variety of fish in all these locations. And that's always a really good sign. Charlie, nobody called, right? No, okay, just wanted to make sure. I saw Charlie running around back there. He's got it together. I got it.
Next show.
Next show, that's right. Well, it's LaSalle Lake. It's opening day. All I want to go fishing. But I just thought somebody might have been sitting there looking at the world going by, you know, to do that. Mentioned LaSalle Lake. That Madison chain. Remember, the inland lakes are closed to game season, so they're concentrating on crappies, bluegills, perch, stuff like that. And up north there, my buddy Ken Husker O'Malley, who will be at the Waterworks live remote and all of that party that we're going to have there. He was up north fishing for the last time this winter. He said there's a lot of ice, but he said activity was going pretty crazy up there for perch and bluegill. Did a great time. And I did mention the Northwest Indiana. And my Aiden said he won fourth place in the hockey tournament, and that there's steelhead running in the Grand and Muskegon Rivers. And he's at the DeVos Center for the show. Well, I like to leave you with the Native American proverb, and this one comes from the Seneca. Each one of us is given a gift. Really, we all have gifts. But we should be eager to share your gifts in the name of love. Be eager to share your gifts in the name of love. Please remember, everybody, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch, the birds we're hunting, the yellow perch, everything. You know what? We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. Let's make sure we leave them enough for their children. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.